Russia bombards Ukraine's Odessa with drones amid tense peace talks. By Breitbart London on December 31, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian drones blasted apartment buildings and the power grid in the southern Ukraine city of Odessa in an overnight attack that injured 6 people, including a toddler and 2 other children, officials said Wednesday. 4 apartment buildings were damaged in the bombardment, according to Regional Military Administration head Oleg Hyper. Power company DTEC said 2 of its energy facilities suffered significant damage. The company said that 10 substations that distribute electricity in the Odessa region were damaged in December alone. Russia has this year escalated its long-range attacks on urban areas of Ukraine. In recent months, as Russia's invasion of its neighbor approaches its 4-year milestone in February, it has also intensified its targeting of energy infrastructure, seeking to deny Ukrainians heat and running water in the bitter winter months. From January to November this year, more than 2,300 Ukrainian civilians were killed and more than 11,000 were injured, the United Nations said earlier this month. That was 26% higher than in the same period in 2024 and 70% higher than in 2023, it said. Russia's sustained drone and missile attacks have taken place against backdrop of renewed diplomatic efforts to stop the fighting. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at his Florida resort on Sunday and announced that a settlement is closer than ever before. The Ukrainian leader is due to hold talks next week with the heads of European governments supporting his efforts to secure acceptable terms. The ongoing attacks, meantime, are inflaming tensions. The overnight Odessa strikes are further evidence of the enemy's terror tactics, which deliberately target civilian infrastructure, Kuiper, the regional head, said. Moscow has alleged that Ukraine attempted to attack Russian President Vladimir Putin's residence in northwestern Russia with 91 long-range drones late Sunday and early Monday. Ukrainian officials deny the claim and say it's a ruse to derail progress in the peace negotiations. Major General Alexander Romanenkov of the Russian Air Force claimed Wednesday that the drones took off from Ukraine's Sumy and Chernihiv regions. At a briefing where no questions were allowed, he presented a map showing the drone flight routes before they were downed by Russian air defenses over the Bryansk, Tver, Smolensk and Novgorod regions. It was not possible to independently verify the reports. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, on Wednesday called the Russian allegations a deliberate distraction from the peace talks. No one should accept unfounded claims from the aggressor who has indiscriminately targeted Ukraine's infrastructure and civilians since the start of the war, Kallas posted on X. Zelensky said Wednesday that Romania and Croatia are the latest countries to join a fund that buys weapons for Ukraine from the United States. The financial arrangement, known as the Prioritized Ukraine Requirements List, or PEARL, pools contributions from NATO members, except the United States, to purchase American weapons, munitions and equipment. Since it was established in August, 24 countries are now contributing to the fund, according to Zelensky. The fund has so far received $4.3 billion, with almost $1.5 billion coming in December alone, he said on social media. Ukraine's Air Force said Wednesday that Russia fired 127 drones at the country during the night, with 101 of them intercepted by air defenses. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry said that 86 Ukrainian drones were shot down overnight over Russian regions, the Black Sea and the illegally annexed Crimea Peninsula. The Ukrainian attack started a fire at an oil refinery in Russia's southern Krasnodar region, but it was quickly put out, local authorities said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.